My name is Ketsiarelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation was completed on October 4th, 2022 for patient Ricardo Garcia Rodriguez, R-I-C-A-R-D-O, G-A-R-C-I-A, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. The number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely associated with nephrosclerosis associated with diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and the aging process, and it has remained relatively stable, period. The GFR typically ranges between the 30s and 40s, and he tends to fluctuate between stage 3A and 3B. There is no evidence of protein in the urine. The urine protein to creatinine ratio is only 85 milligrams. There is also no activity in the urinary sediments, period. He is currently taking Farxiga, and as a result, there is 4 plus glucosuria in the urine, which is expected, period. He is euvolemic. He denies any urinary symptoms, period. He is a Seventh-day Adventist and follows a diet high in plant-based foods, period. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension, secondary to aldosteronism. His blood pressure today is 158/94, period. However, he attributes it to nervousness, period. He states his blood pressure at home is usually in the 120s to 140s systolic and 70s to 80s diastolic, period. We advise him to monitor his blood pressure at home and to decrease his overall salt intake, period. He is euvolemic today. And we advise him to decrease his overall fluid intake to 500 ounces in 24 hours, period. Number three, hyperlipidemia. Well controlled with current regimen. Next line, aldosteronism, stable on spironolactone. Next line, BPH. He follows with Dr. Chiawai, C-H-E-E hyphen A-W-A-I, urologist. He denies having any recent intervention of his prostate. He states he has a good urinary flow with occasional urinary retention, but he denies any symptoms overall, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is well controlled with A1C of 6.9%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, obstructive sleep apnea. He uses a CPAP. Next line, coronary artery disease. He follows with cardiologists. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. And, disregard the ending part. Next line, anemia of chronic disease. He has an HNH of 10.6 and 34% and follows at the Florida Cancer Center for IV and Procrit infusions. He has an upcoming appointment on October 18th for follow-up. And